So, first of all, I'd like to do a short touch-in with Holy Spirit. So I'm asking everyone to please close your eyes and relax. Take some gentle breaths in and out as you are able. And just picture our group standing in a large circle. And we are each holding hands with one another all the way round the circle. And as we look to the right and left, there are gentle smiles on each face. The joy and peace in which we are enclosed is only available through the Holy Spirit. And as we realize that, a light goes on in the center of the circle, and our attention is drawn to the light. And there stands Holy Spirit with his arms outstretched, welcoming all of us, each and every one, to his side. And I don't know how he's doing it, but his arms are holding each of us, and we are aware of the love, we're aware of the trust, the gentleness, the light from Holy Spirit is warming and soothing, and most of all, we're aware of the peace that comes from Holy Spirit. And take just a moment to experience, again, breathe in and experience the loving peace that is with you in this present moment. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here today and your presence with us always. Amen. So right now, I consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor. When your name is announced alphabetically by first name, please respond present. Billy Cullen.
Present.
Linda Hall.
Present.
Nancy Sullivan.
Present.
Thank you. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. This symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now Reverend Myron Jones will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because a form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding. His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he is chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Thank you, Myron. And now Reverend Bob Loader will share the following from A Course in Miracles, text page 26.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
Thank you, Bob. And now from Chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Lorendi Ruth will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him. I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you. Any idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
Thank you, Lorendi. The candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And candidates together, now please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
And to do everything in my power. To assist in the spiritual awakening. Now occurring on this planet. Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. And please close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. And now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing Our Thoughts Are Prayers.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers, be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of holiness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of innocence, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer, and every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you, Christine. And now Reverend Christine will share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else. The Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stones to trip on and no obstacles to bar your way. Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing. Careless of everything except the only purpose that you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Thank you, Christine. Thank you. So now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Billy Colon, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. To begin with, I'd like to say the fact that I'm being ordained today means there are many people I must thank and for whom I am deeply grateful. My wife, Vicki, comes to mind for her support of my quest for answers, truth, and light, not just for the past year, but especially for the past year. Not only did Vicki hold a fort when I was at work, but she covered for me when I was at home doing the Pathways of Light coursework. Without her support, her understanding, her patience, I would not be attending this ordination today. Throughout all the course assessments, I found myself saying time after time that I was grateful for my facilitator, Peggy Rivera. And it is here I find myself again. I wish there were more powerful words to describe the depth of my gratitude. You accepted me as your student. You accepted me into your home. And you accepted it when I told you at the very beginning that I had no idea how to connect with inner guidance. You taught me by example, and here I am today. So thank you. Similarly, I'm grateful for all the amazing facilitators that have devoted their weekends to Nancy, Linda, and I. Tanya, Diane, Lorendi, Deborah, and Lorraine, thank you for the love and support. Nancy and Linda, you have been great classmates. Listening to your answers and comments always brought a new awareness, and it was exciting to be a part of that. To Robert and Mary, also a deeply heartfelt thank you for putting all the courses together. Page after page, meditation after meditation, course after course, I asked myself, who put all this together? And how did they put it all together? Every detail seemed to flow perfectly, and I was left in awe at the beauty of it. Thank you. So perhaps now it's time I dedicate some words to share what this ordination means to me. It means I have temporarily run out of excuses for not helping out when I'm home from my work trips now. More seriously, though, it means I'm on a pathway of light, and I have an idea what that stands for now. It also means that I don't have to wander hopelessly in the dark asking myself if the light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. It means my mind has journeyed out of the tunnel and seen the magnitude of the light. It isn't clear yet what opportunities will present themselves to me on this path, but it is now clear to me that I am always accompanied by the Holy Spirit and the love that was extended to me through everyone in this program. I look forward to the opportunities to heal my mind as I guide others to the process, and to learning with each new awareness. Finally, being an ordained ministerial counselor means having the opportunity to extend the love that the Holy Spirit extended to me. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you very much, Billy. And now, Linda Hall, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
Thank you, Lorraine, and thank you for leading us today. Today is a very special day. I'm very grateful to be here. It's really an honor. And Billy and Nancy, it was so great to be able to do this with both of you. My journey began back in 2016 when A Course in Miracles found me. Since then, I have been blessed with finding the love that I am and inner peace. Along the journey, I have been blessed with many holy encounters and have felt compelled to share the beauty of the message of A Course in Miracles with others. So for now, this has led me to Pathways of Light and the ministerial program. Meeting and working with all of Pathways has been another blessing to me. I am grateful to Robert and Mary for their guided creation of Pathways and to Reverend Deborah Bredigan for all of her assistance as my facilitator through the program. I now have many beautiful tools to serve and share with others. So in summary, I'm just going to close with these thoughts. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I am here to join, not separate, and let life unfold. This is the day when healing comes, along with peace, joy, and happiness, to awaken to who I really am, and to tell the greatest story of love ever told. Amen, and thank you. I'm done.
Thank you so much, Linda. And now, Nancy Sullivan, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
Thank you, Lorraine, and thank you both Billy and Linda for your sharing. Lorraine, when you did the meditation and you had us imagine ourselves in a room holding hands, and I could see Myron and Stephen with me. And of course, they've both been key to my finding Pathways of Light, key to my studies. When I first thought about what this ordination means to me, the first thought that came is actually what it doesn't mean to me. And what it doesn't mean is that I have arrived, is that I'm done. But it does mean that I choose to be committed to realizing the truth through letting go of the false. It also means that it's an affirmation of my desire to accept myself as God has ordained, as God has created me, as love. It's also a recognition of the truth about myself and a dedication. It means a dedication to me to serving truth. It's also, and this is what Holy Spirit gave me finally, it is a symbol of my willingness to surrender to love. I am also so grateful to the Holy Spirit, to my classmates, to my facilitators, to Robert and Mary. I too have been left in wonder at the end of every course. And so grateful that the courses are designed to bring you to an experience, because that is what we need. We need an experience of this love that we are, and then to spend the rest of my life extending that love in purer and more pure ways that I may realize it completely. Thank you.
And thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your heartfelt sharing. And now, Reverend Peggy Rivera will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72. Peggy, are you on mute?
Thank you. I was.
That's okay.
Sorry about that, everybody. Okay. And so I start again. Okay. And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. To close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there. Holy are you in the light of the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Thank you, Peggy. And now, Billy Colon will be anointed by Reverend Peggy Rivera.
Billy, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Billy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Billy, you have always known that you are part of the light that shines throughout the world, and your light has grown brighter and brighter. And as you are now a minister, you will be a beacon for others to help them find the way to heal. And with this comes the ripple effect to help us all find heaven on earth. Go in peace and be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome. I now introduce to everyone Reverend Billy Colon.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Hall is anointed by Reverend Deborah Bredekin.
Linda, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Linda, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Linda, you are such a bright light, and you are the sunshine of the state of Florida. You really model and are an inspiration to so many. The peace that you have found, and it exudes from you, and others see that in you. And that's what the Course says, for us to heal ourselves and shine the light, and then it brings others to remember the truth of themselves. My heart overflows with joy that we've been together. I consider you my sister in the light. You bring joy and so much peace, just peace and light. You are a blessing to everyone, and you don't even have to say a word. Your energy just shines. And then when you do speak, and your love of the Course and your understanding, your depth helps so many others. And so I know you follow Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is so grateful for all the blessings and all the sparkles of light that you pass through. And I love you. I'm done. And so I now so joyfully and happily introduce to everyone present Reverend Linda Hall.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, Deborah. Love you too.
And thank now you. Nancy Sullivan will be anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Nancy, please picture us standing, facing each other, with my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Nancy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking the Holy Spirit for sharing for you. I feel God's love flowing into you and through you, Nancy. I feel gratitude directed toward you. I feel heaven rejoicing that you've joined the ranks of God's ministers. What I hear is this. Indeed, Nancy, your students have awaited this moment and know that you're not alone in your ministry, for we go there with you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Nancy Sullivan.
Thank you, Myra. Would any of the guests present like to share something? Please say your name before you share and remember to take yourself off mute. Now's the time. Thank you.
This is Stephen. And I just wanted to be the first to say out loud, hi, Reverend Nancy, I love you, and thanks for all your work. I'm done.
Thank you, honey.
Who else? Just go to picture yourself at a microphone. Just speak.
Hi, this is Doris. I don't know if I missed Linda. I heard her, but I didn't know if it was my turn to talk. Is it okay if I talk now?
Yes, please, Doris. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to say it's been a real pleasure to know Linda and have her as my friend. And her presence just exudes A Course in Miracles. I think she's going to be a great minister. And she's really a great friend. And she's going to be a great preacher, too. So that's all I have to say. Congratulations, Linda. I love you very much. I hope to spend many more times with you. And
thanks,
I'm done.
For it too.
You're welcome, Linda. This is a very happy day.
This is Greg. And I wanted to...
I just don't know how to get out of here.
Greg, I don't know what you did, but I hear a woo. Okay, it stopped. Go ahead if you can speak.
Awesome. I needed to take a couple of deep breaths.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
It really wasn't, but Linda, you have been an inspiration to me. You've been a facilitator for the Daytona group that I've studied at for over a year, and just the insights that I hear from you have just been so powerful, and powerful to everybody there we have quite a wide range of, it's a unity church, so it's quite a wide range of people there, from a couple of ministers and people that barely know the course. So it just has been so inspiring. And I also just want to thank you. I'm so glad that you're helping and a part of Pathways of Light, that you're helping, that you're here with us. We get a happy group on Wednesdays that Linda gets to bless us with everybody here in the room, and Deborah and Bob are also on the call, and your insights are just so Holy Spirit-driven, and welcome to the ministerialship of Pathways in Light.
Thank you, Greg. Love you.
Love you. Complete.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson, and I want to say blessings, blessings to you blessed ones, new ministers. Your presence came all the way to Illinois. Your love is so beautiful, and I am so happy to be with you on your happy day. I know your ministry will be revealed to you in a perfect way and in perfect timing. And I am so grateful for all of you. Thank you. I'm done.
This is Reverend Deborah Burdekin, and I just wanted to congratulate also Reverend Billy Colon and Reverend Nancy Sullivan. I was blessed to facilitate for them in step four, and I could really see the deep commitment that both of you have, your beautiful sharings, and you're just such beautiful lights, and welcome to the family and the community of Pathways of Light, and thank you for going on the journey. I'm done.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Very kind.
This is Reverend Tanya Molotsova, and I would like to join Deborah in welcoming you to the family of Pathways of Light. It's been such a joy to get to know you through the Step 4 courses, and I just feel honored to know all of you, Reverend Bill, Reverend Nancy, Reverend Linda. You're full of light, and you're attracting your students to you right now at this moment, and many blessings to you on your path. I love you so much. I'm done.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you.
And this is Myron, and I would...
Go ahead, Myron.
Thank you. This is Myron. I would like to congratulate all three of you. It's a wonderful thing to be a Pathways of Light minister, and I'm so happy for all of you. And Nancy, it has just been a joy going through these courses with you. I'm just, thank you for that opportunity. I love you.
Thank you, Myron. I love you too.
This is Wendy. I also wanted to join with Deb and Myron in congratulating and welcoming the candidates to our growing Pathways of Light family, and just join with you as you continue to stand in service and answer the call that has been put forth for universal joining and elevating of our minds and our hearts and our spirits to return to the truth of who we really are. And look forward to continuing the journey. It's only the beginning, and that we will have many opportunities to serve together in the coming days, weeks, and months. And I'm complete.
This is Reverend Lorraine. And I just want to welcome Billy and Linda and Nancy into the hearts of all of us at Pathways of Light. We share love, peace, kindness, gentleness, and the truth as we each see it. And that's so very important, to return to the truth every day. And I just want to say I welcome you guys. You have a free ride on my freedom train, because I have found a freedom train with Pathways of Light. And I welcome you guys to ride along with me. I'm done. Good luck and amen.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Billy, Linda, and Nancy, the words that come to me right now is great gratitude. I recognize your commitment. We know that it takes some commitment to come into this and do this work. And the other words that come to me is that together, all of us have lives of simple, uncomplicated love. It's not hard, it's easy when we remember that our purpose is to accept and extend simple, uncomplicated love in peace and in joy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mary.
Dear, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
This is Robert. What stood out to me in the sharing of all three, Linda, Billy, and Nancy, is that the core of what you shared is your dedication to following Holy Spirit's lead. And that's what is the purpose of Pathways of Light, is to encourage and support everyone, whether they choose to be a minister of Pathways of Light or not, in their following of the lead that is within them, the inner wisdom, the Holy Spirit, inner guide, transformer, whatever you want to call it, that's in all of our minds to guide us to the place of perfect peace, perfect love, and perfect happiness, which is our home and our Creator. And to have such dedication joining with us just warms my heart, because that's what we're here for. And it just is great to have that extra reinforcement and know that together we are serving Holy Spirit's lead. I'm done.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please come forward.
Hi, this is Alina, Linda's daughter. Just wanted to say congratulations to everyone. And Mom, I'm really proud of you and I'm excited to see the work that you've done and what you're capable of doing. I love you.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Okay.
This is Doris. I just wanted to say again, congratulations to everybody, and I'm really excited for everybody, and it's just going to be wonderful. So congratulations again. God bless.
Thank you, Doris.
So congratulations, Reverend Billy Cullen, Reverend Linda Hall, and Reverend Nancy Sullivan. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Our hearts are with gratitude. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony. It is done. Thank you.